ABC Radio Australia.
New figures show that more than 660,000 people have now been infected with COVID-19 across the world, and more than 30,000 people have died. Just under 4,000 of those confirmed cases are here in Australia, and just over 100 in the Pacific region. From today here in Australia, three is a crowd. Under new restriction designed to stop the coronavirus spreading, social gatherings are now limited to just two people. It's part of the government's efforts to help Australia avoid the experience of the worst hit countries like Italy. And across the Pacific too, there have been similar measures taking effect and lockdowns enforced. Over the weekend, the streets of countries like Tonga were deserted as people were ordered to stay indoors, even without any confirmed cases there. The small island nation of Kiribati too has declared a state of emergency and gone into partial lockdown, with schools closing from today, as the government said there. It admitted that the people of Kiribati are very vulnerable to this virus, as it lacks the human resources and capacity to prevent and stop the spread of the disease once it enters Kiribati. And inside churches, there were scenes never seen before. This is some of Mass in Guam yesterday. But priests and pastors preached to empty pews, but broadcast it live online as people were encouraged to worship on a screen near you. For a look at the latest, I'm joined by Catherine Grau. And let's start with a snapshot of these latest statistics, Catherine.
That's right. Well, as you mentioned, there are more than 100 cases across the Pacific now, 113, in fact, by our counting. Guam is still the region's hotspot. There are 56 confirmed cases there. Just one new positive result on Sunday, but four on Saturday. There is some good news, though, from Guam, that seven of the people who have tested positive have reportedly recovered, meaning they are no longer considered infectious. So that is good news there. There's also good news from Fiji. It has had no new confirmed cases over the weekend, so its number still stands at five, and that is after they've tested more than 330 suspected cases. So those have been people who've had direct contact with those five positive people. In New Caledonia too, the numbers are static. They remain at 15 there. While in French Polynesia, the number, though, is still quite high. 34 is the latest figure provided by authorities there. And the virus has spread to quite a remote atoll, Rangiroa, which has just a population of 2,500 people. So that will cause some concern there. And also the Northern Marianas, a small US territory, also recorded their first cases of COVID-19 over the weekend with two positive results. While our friends over in New Zealand had their first death related to COVID-19 at the weekend. It was a 75-year-old woman. They initially thought she just had the flu. So she was in hospital for two or three days before she was even tested for COVID-19. Now, of course, Tālea, New Zealand is in complete lockdown at the moment. All non-essential businesses have been ordered to close and people are staying home for at least 4 weeks.
As you were saying, Catherine, Guam has the highest numbers in the Pacific, but there are actually dozens more that aren't being included in those official figures. There are sailors on an American aircraft carrier that have also been tested positive for COVID-19 as well.
That's right. So last week we started hearing about a first few handful of cases of people on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt. As you said, it's an American warship. It had been out at sea and was close to Guam. And so it actually docked at the port there in Guam after they had at least four cases confirmed of COVID-19. There are now reports that as many as 36 sailors have tested positive. There are 5,000 crew on board, and the US Navy says that all of them are going to be tested, although at this stage they don't even have enough tests to do that. They've only got about 800 kits. Now, they say that everyone who has tested positive is healthy or doing relatively well. They're only showing mild symptoms, and they have been flown off of the ship as it remains quarantined there at the Guam port. So they're not actually being, looked after in Guam Health Services, which of course would be a major concern given the high number of cases that Guam itself has to deal with. And of course, this case of the USS Theodore Roosevelt just shows again how dangerous ships are. We've seen so many cruise ships having cases spread quite quickly. And of course, on this same USS Theodore Roosevelt, it is very difficult for them to contain the virus. You can't really practice physical distancing when you are having to share your sleeping quarters with many other people as well.
Absolutely. And we're going to hear shortly from the Nurses Association in Guam, who says that they're already under pressure to keep up with the demand on their services. But in Guam and elsewhere, lockdowns continue, but at the same time, they are busy preparing, setting up temporary hospitals and task forces to be prepared to respond to an outbreak. So what's the latest there, Catherine?
That's right. Well, we've seen over the weekend PNG's government confirm that the Australian government, for example, is going to divert more than $20 million Australian dollars from its existing aid budget to help PNG specifically prepare for COVID-19. So that will impact some current aid projects in PNG. We don't have the details on those, but we'll be asking the questions to find out where that money is going to be coming from. Well, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands governments have both confirmed that China is lending them assistance. The Solomon Islands says that China is going to help them build their capacity to conduct tests locally. Of course, we've seen there in the past week some suspected cases and the tests are being sent off to Australia, which can take, of course, quite a few days before they get confirmation of the results. So they're hoping that would speed up their testing capabilities there. Vanuatu Media, while also reports that China is going to be supplying them with equipment like test kits, but also ventilators. And the World Bank has committed $5 million US in immediate funding for Samoa so it can be better prepared for COVID-19. It also does not have any confirmed cases. But of course, after last year's measles epidemic, they are not taking any chances. And this money from the World Bank is from a similar pot of money that they also used during last year's measles outbreak.